Popular as Burt Bacharach has been in the 60s and in the 90s as a composer of sophisticated pop songs, relatively few jazz musicians have played his tunes. One big reason for that, according to jazz critic Kevin Whitehead, is that Bacharach, as his own arranger, is so good at finding the right tempo, instrumentation, and overall mood for a tune, it's hard to beat or even tie him at his own game. Still, musicians keep trying, which brings us to guitarist Bill Frisell's new CD.
Guitarist Bill Frisell grew up on 60s pop music and has played vintage Burt Bacharach tunes live from time to time. He also has a healthy habit of stepping outside of jazz in search of musical inspiration, notably in recent years, into the world of Nashville studio pros. Anyway, the new album, The Sweetest Punch, features Frisell's arrangements of all the tunes Bacharach wrote with lyricist Elvis Costello for their 1998 album, Painted from Memory, plus this earlier collaboration, God Give Me Strength. Bill Frisell's pool of musicians includes colleagues from various past projects, among them clarinetist Don Byron, alto saxophonist Billy Drews, and bassist Victor Krause. Frisell is an original and influential guitarist with a flair for small group orchestration, but The Sweetest Punch is oddly underwhelming. A program of Elvis Costello Burt Bacharach covers makes marketing sense, not least because Elvis himself appears on two tracks. In fact, the CD is out on Decca as part of Costello's multi-record deal with Decca's parent company, Universal. One of the tunes he sings, called I Still Have That Other Girl, is a duet with Cassandra Wilson. You could be forgiven for wondering if the singers were in the studio at the same time, although I'm told they were.
I have to say that we should finish it now.
The tunes Burt Bacharach wrote with Elvis Costello are okay, but hardly the equal of the classics he wrote for Dionne Warwick, Dusty Springfield, and Tom Jones back when. Beyond that, Frisell and company sound weirdly unengaged with the material. Too often they improvise over the repeating vamps that introduce or cap a tune, while playing the meat of the melody pretty straight in pastel harmony. Those vamps can be quite catchy in themselves, and Frisell gives them attractive voicings, but they don't give a soloist as much stimulation as a good Bacharach main melody, with its leaping intervals and unexpected twists. The end result is more background music than bold statement. It's like the musicians eat the parsley but leave the steak untouched.
If
you want to hear a better jazz program of Burt Bacharach pieces, you might try saxophonist Stan Getz's 1967 album, What the World Needs Now, reissued on CD a year ago. If you want to hear what Bill Frisell can do, he's made a lot of outstanding albums, including Rambler, Lookout for Hope, Strange Meeting, This Land, Go West, and Nashville, among others. He also plays very well on Don Byron's fine new CD, Romance with the Unseen. Frisell has made so many good records. This little misfire shouldn't harm his reputation one bit.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.